Today we're going to teach you a lesson that we're not alone in the universe. They have humanoids that are living among us, and they're from another star.
Tell me the name of those critters.
My favorite race is called the Carinians. When they say hello and goodbye, they say Salome.
Salome.
And I just made up a song about it. Can I learn that song? You sure can. It's
go into the light until we meet again. That's what the Carinians say again and again. Knowledge is power. It grows like a flower. Go into the light until we meet again. That's what the Carinians say again and again. Light years and light years. Try not to shed no tears. Salome.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mic check. Mic check.
So many new artists of our day don't even know the day hip-hop was born, 1973, or who the father of hip-hop is, DJ Kool Herc. Yet they want to change foundational things that makes hip-hop, hip-hop. One of the elements of hip-hop is MCing. That's what we're focusing on today. The rush and the feeling you get before you spit your hottest 16 in a cypher can't be compared to. Being on stage and people reacting to a punchline or a difficult multi-syllable rhyme that took you hours to think of makes you proud. Or rapping about a topic that has nothing to do with money and drugs shows your versatility. Yet there are artists like Lil Yachty and many others that wants to take that away from you. This is a hip-hop issue that needs to be addressed.
Like, I feel like, honestly, people need to just suck it up and understand that rap ain't the same no more. I don't have to spit a cold 16 no more. That bro. If I want to make some turn, bro, if I want to say, yeah, the whole track, and it turned up people because the beat turned, then it. I'm making a song called Yeah.
If you have no intentions to be the best at what you do, don't claim the title hip-hop artist. When you bring
shit. Sorry, Mumble Rap. You'll have to come later.
Hello. Oh,
crap. Hey, Jonah.
Hold on.
Oh, let me.
All right, here we go.
Hey.
Hi, it's good to see you. How you doing?
Hey, Dave.
Or two. And I have to hope this will be the caboose of it.
How's it
love
going?
You all. It's just really been the interviews have been working the work out of me.
Oh, yeah. What was the last interview you did today?
I appreciate your support.
Oh, we have lots of support for you. We're strong supporters. In fact, David, this is the first edition of a brand new podcast that Dylan and I are starting. My name's Corey. This is Dylan.
Pleased to meet you. Pleased to meet you both.
Hey. We've actually met at some Tim and Eric shows in the past, but this is our more formal introduction.
I met you twice.
And
wow.
Yeah, we're out of Toronto.
I bought your CD in Buffalo, and then you drew a portrait of me in Toronto.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, David.
I keep my fingers crossed that someday Adult Swim gives me my own show. That would be great.
Totally should.
I'll do my best to lobby for you, David. I know some people. I'll do my best. But this podcast, this project, Dylan and I are going to be interviewing people from the Tim and Eric multiverse. And, you know, we've just been getting in touch with people. And actually, Jonah was the first person to reply to one of my emails, and you know, we thought, who better than David Liebehart to be on our first episode? So thank you so much.
Well, Thank you for having me and including me.
Yeah.
As Jackie Gleason would say, you're the greatest. Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Jackie. Thanks, Jackie. Yeah, yeah, this, so this podcast is going to be on one of Toronto's hottest podcast networks, the Never Sleeps.
You got to let the guy talk.
Network. So, David, just to start off, so tell us about a little bit about the tour that you're on right now.
Right now, I'm on a big elephant giraffe tour. I'm touring all over the South. I started in Florida, Lauderdale, Florida, and I've moved up to the South. People are very good. They're wonderful. I'm staying with a fan now. He drove me all around, showed me all around. Where am I in South Carolina? I'm in South Carolina now.
You're in South Carolina now. Have you spent much
time
in
Greensville? Greensville, South Carolina.
Do you like it there?
Which never ever happened before. I'll tell you something amazing. Grace will happen. I had two cousins show up to support me in Wilmington, North Carolina. They never ever happens.
Okay.
I toured Tim and Eric for 5 years, and I emailed and called family members wherever I was on my Caucasian side and African American side. Finally, two cousins showed up on my African American side in Wilmington yesterday.
What do they think of the show?
They thought it was great. I gave them some free stuff, and they both bought a T-shirt of me with my face on it, and they told me that my dad was and my mom were alive. They would be proud of me doing giving out positive vibrations with my music and my art to the world and using my creativity.
Wow!
Did some of your family see the stuff that you did on TV?
I don't know. I told them, I emailed them, and I told them I did 5 years of Tim and Eric Awesome Show. Great job. 5 seasons. And I did 4 seasons now of Check It Out with Dr. Steve Brule. I'm not on every episode. They use Scott Clamore, and I'm happy for his big way to success.
That's great, Dave. So is this a tour of... Go ahead.
Let me tell you what the tour is about.
Yeah.
Jonah did some animation and so did some fans of me, and they used Scott Palmer and what's the other comedian?
Tennessee Luke.
We used Tennessee Luke, plays an alien, and Scott Palmer plays a journalist and they're filmed ahead of time, and they're shown every night, and we're doing an adventure of extraterrestrials, the Corinthians, and the Omegans.
What's your schedule tomorrow?
Wow.
We would love to see those videos. Those sound amazing.
If
you ever put them up, or if you ever want some of your fans to see them, we'd be very excited about that.
We would, definitely. We would definitely be really excited to see that kind of stuff. So, David, before we started talking... Jonah told me that you were at a local church making photocopies. What were you making photocopies of?
My music is with CCLI, Christian Copyright Licensing International, and my songs are registered with them. I have 480 songs registered with CCLI, Christian Copyright Licensing. And all the big mega churches, Foursquare, Unity, Unitarian, Baptist, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Methodist, and then the Catholic Church uses my music as well. So I have, CCLI just pays me every time churches use my music. So what I put out in the envelope is a couple of samples of my sheet music, and then I have a website where they can hear how the songs sound. And then I have another website, heartandheartman.com, where they can download more sheet music to use at their church. They can hear all the songs sound if they go to Google Play and type in David Lieberhart, Christian Hymns, Praise Part 1, 2, and 3, and Ezekiel's the UFO.
Wow. David, David, how many also, how many songs do you think? I have two questions, two follow up questions. First one, how many Christian songs do you think you've written, like ever? How many?
I've written like say about 5,000 Christian songs.
Holy cow!
Holy shit!
That's a lot of songs.
I've only written like I've written like forty songs.
If I was a woman, I'd be pregnant with a lot of babies of music and songs.
Dave, are the how are the royalties off of the Christian music? Good royalty checks?
Well, they've been mouses instead of giraffes on me from ASCAP and from CCLI. They've been small. They've been little dabbities. Yeah.
Not giraffes, not or rhinos.
Certainly not elephants.
Yeah.
Not elephants. So, David, we want to get a bit into, you know, the Tim and Eric stuff now, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
So we want to know what it's like to work with Tim and Eric. So we're going to bring you back some years ago. We were listening to, you know, as you know, I'm sure, you know, lots of your fans tell you, the infamous and legendary Salome music video, right? Was that the first?
I wrote all the songs I performed on. Yeah. Tim and Eric Olsen did a great job.
Yeah.
I'm an ASCAP songwriter and publisher.
Yes.
Hart & Hartman Publishing Company. And I told the people that were having me fill out the paperwork, Clark Rankers, I told Clark Rankers, I told John Newgard, I'm an ASCAP songwriter.
Yep.
You need to put down that I'm an ASCAP songwriter, and they never did. So
what?
all the royalties money from ASCAP, they didn't write it down. So they are supposed to fill out every time a songwriter writes a song, they're supposed to fill out their ASCAP number or their BNI number. BMI is the competition with ASCAP, and they didn't do it. And so I never got paid for any of the songs I wrote for the Tim and Eric Awesome Show. Great job. I don't think it's fair. I wrote a new one about healing as well on season 4. I'll check it out with Dr. Steve Rule.
So David, but you know, obviously you being on Tim and Eric Awesome Show, great job, did many a wonderful thing for your popularity, right? So I have a question about you know, the your time with Tim Heidecker and Eric Wareheimer, which is, you know, what was it? Who directed you? Who directed that first? Sorry, go ahead, David.
There was a guy named Mike Chrysler,
yep,
who directed a lot of the Tim and Eric Awesome Show. Great jobs.
Uh-huh.
He's now casting and producing Homeland, and he produces the new Zach Galifianakis series.
Oh yeah. Okay. So did he direct that first Salome music video?
I think he did.
Yeah. And what was that like to be directed? Like, was that like a different experience for you?
Well, it's like driving a car, being an actor.
Mm-hmm.
You've got it's timing and memorization is what acting is. And you've got to know, like driving a car, not to get too close to the other car, but to communicate with the other car and being in harmony with the red light, green light, and the different signals on the road.
That's a good way of looking at it. It's amazing.
And was there a script, or is it just like, you know, David, come in and sing your song?
Some of the scripts Tim and Eric had me to outlive.
Mm-hmm.
But toward the end, like Bag Boys, they gave us a script that we had to take home and memorize the lines.
Mm-hmm. And what was it like? What's it like working with the doctor, with Dr. Brühl?
Dr. Steve Brühl is a very talented comedian like Zach Galifianakis. Just like I paint words and music to songs, they paint comedy and acting naturally. They are geniuses with their craft. I am more than honored to be able to work with John C. Reilly. He is such a brilliant, talented comedian and actor. He has a lot on the ball. And he's from Chicago.
And how about working with James Quall?
James
Quall. Are you still in touch
with him? I'd like you all to pray for James Quall because he is not doing well these days.
We'll definitely pray for him.
He got mixed up with a bad wife, unfortunately, and I I bought him a tent because he's living on the street. I buy him food and clothing when I see him. He's super talented, but he just got, you know, as my grandmother Schroeder says, you mess with dirt, dirt gets in your eye. She says you got to choose your friends better than you choose your clothes. And James Gwall didn't make wise decisions with the woman he married and the new friends he hangs around.
Oh, man, I we're going to be praying for James Gwall.
Yeah, maybe we can. Maybe we'll be able to send something his way.
He said he got a dark road like Robin Williams, and I pray that James Gwall comes back to the light. I love him like the son I never had.
I'm going to dream about James Gwall, and I'll pray for him. I'm going to send him all good vibes. And, you know, do you ever talk to Tim and Eric? Do they ever check in?
Well, I Tim and Eric, I come to the office once a month to get my mail and my packages.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to Tim and Eric in the office. Tim and Eric used to give me Christmas gifts of $300 and every year for Christmas, and a big hug from both of them. They're wonderful.
Yeah. What's it like to get a hug from Eric? He's a big guy.
Well, he's like a big teddy bear. It's great. He's a talented guy. I am very honored to have worked with Tim and Eric. I wouldn't have the success if it wasn't for them. Before I did Absolutely Production, I did tons and tons and tons of TV shows, mm-hmm. walk-on movies and parts, but I never
You had your made own show.
Big. Huh?
You had your own show, a televangelist show?
You know who I want to work with that worked on the Tim and Eric
Who's
show?
That?
She's got her own Netflix show, and I always admired her and I always liked her. I think she's funnier than Carol Burnett and Lucille Ball.
No, who's
she
this?
She only did the one of... she's got blonde hair, and she has like an English last name, Ford something. But she did one episode, a funny episode, when John C. Reilly was coming on to her. And then she did an episode with an ex-husband, and then she did an episode
Lady Dynamite. She has a new show on Netflix.
Oh, man.
Oh, David, her name's escaping me. I'm going to...
We know who you're talking about, though.
Yeah, I'm going to pull it up so that we all...
I like team up with her.
Maria Bamford.
I love her facial expressions as an actress. I love her enthusiasm. And I have a crush on her because I think she's cool.
Me too.
I'd like to do an interracial... I love Lucy's show with Maria Bradford.
David, do you know that Maria Bradford has a show on Netflix?
I know she does. I want to get on it.
Yeah, you should get on that show. I feel like that really it would really suit you and your style and your comedy.
I got some good news for you.
Oh,
I had a fan to Facebook Marie and let her know as talent agent and her. That I wanted to be on her show. And I always liked her, and I thought she was a cool girl. And I want to be on her show. I think she's cool.
So, David, the last walk-on that I remember, were you ever on, this may have been James Quall, were you ever on Parks and Recreation? Were you on that show?
Unfortunately, I never got on that show.
Oh, you
weren't
on that one.
I read for that show, but they gave the part to the lady that was my competition that's African-American like me.
The lady. So, wait, what was it, a male or female part?
Female. She's a heavyset black girl. She was my competition.
Oh, was it Donna?
Yeah, Donna.
You read the part of Donna on Parks and Recreation?
Well, I guess it would have been a male role if it was you.
Well, you know, it is what it is, you know.
It is what it is.
The cast directors have to fall in love with you, and they like Donna more than me. But I'm
Dave,
happy for
David,
Donna.
you read for that role before the show came out?
Yeah,
you read for that role?
Yeah, but they gave it to her instead.
That's incredible. So that was not 10 years ago, like maybe like 5 or 6 years ago?
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm happy for her success. I would have loved to work with that blonde girl that was a leading actor on there. I love blondes a lot.
Yeah, we know that. We know Amy Poehler. She's great.
Oh,
I'd like to work with her too. In more ways than one, you know what I mean, Dylan?
I've had a crush on her. I've had a crush on her, and then I've had a crush on Lindsay Wagner, that played on $6 Million Man.
Yeah,
I have had a crush. I love Lindsay Wagner. I also love all the blondes from Farrah Fawcett to the one that replaced her on Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels.
What was that? What was that pretty blonde? She looked like she cut her hair like a man, and she was very beautiful. The second woman, and she had a that replaced Farrah Fawcett.
Oh,
on Charlie's Angels.
Dude,
that's a little bit before our time.
Yeah, a little bit before our time. We're youngins, Dave. But I have a follow up question, which is current favorite crush. Who's like your like crush that's like, you know, still on TV, still in the movie theaters, you know, still on the radio. Who's your current favorite crush? Blonde or not blonde?
Wow, that's a hard question.
Either that answer that question or biggest crush of all time.
I have had a crush on so many actresses I like and I love and I would love to marry and be with if they were single. What was the actress that replaced Farrah Fawcett on Charlie's Angels?
You know, I can look it up for you on IMDb.
Brugal.
Give me a minute.
The actress that replaced Farrah Fawcett.
I like the pretty blonde girl on Baywatch.
Yasmine Bleeth? Pamela Anderson? Do you know that Pam Anderson is Canadian, Dave?
I love Canadian. My family were a long time ago from Canadian. My Caucasian side of the family freed slaves from the South up to Canada. My family were originally Quaker and Lutherans before they became Christian Scientists.
Where in Canada? Do you know?
Montreal up to Montreal. There's another
out east,
Vancouver.
Out to the West Coast. Wow.
Yeah.
So David, have you ever played in Montreal? Have you ever been to Montreal?
I toured in Montreal with my punk rock band.
Yeah.
I had a famous Sunday school teacher. I used to go to family reunions in Canada above Buffalo. I had family because my white side and my African American side were Buffalo soldiers. They also lived from Buffalo, New York, as well as Ohio and Pennsylvania on my dad's side.
Mm-hmm.
And my family were part German, Irish, a little bit of English, French and Danish and Scandinavian and African-American. And they were Apache, Blackfoot, Sumac, Indian as well.
Wow. I wish that my background was as diverse as yours. So Dylan's going to show you the picture. Oh, Dylan.
Shelly Hack. Is it Shelly Hack? Is this the lady?
Shelly Hack. No, it was another one.
Another one.
She
okay.
Was on
Cheryl too. Ladd. Cheryl Ladd.
Cheryl Ladd. That's the one.
Cheryl Ladd.
I love Cheryl Ladd.
Mm.
I dreamed of being married to her. I love that white vanilla rose. She reminds me of my sweetest, tastiest tapioca pudding.
You could ask her out for a coffee. Maybe she's if she's available.
Dude, she is a fox. She's a fox and an intelligent person. And I'm looking at pictures of her today. And I'm telling you, David,
she's aged very well.
She looks wonderful, and she's ripe and ready. I think.
Well, I would like you to email her.
Yes.
And tell her she has an admirer of a wonderful, talented comedian actor, David Liebehart.
We'll do that for you.
How about David? I'll find out and I'll tell Jonah, you know, where she's currently living, and if you stop in that town to play a show, you know, maybe you can make something happen.
He doesn't have the time to do that. You all need to. Do
I know
that
Jonah's
for me.
Busy. Jonah's busy. He does a lot for you. He told me about it.
We'll how's this? We'll do some legwork for you, and maybe we could do like a follow up interview. We'll let you know whether she was able to At least get back to
get
us.
Get this. Cheryl Ladd's original name, Cheryl Jean Stoppelmoor. Stoppelmoor, born in Huron, South Dakota. South Dakota. I've never been there.
I haven't been there either.
David,
I toured in South Dakota this year.
Has there any states that you haven't been to yet? Have you been to Hawaii?
I have not. I traveled through there, changing planes.
Yep.
When I with Hawaii Airlines, when we traveled to Australia.
Mm-hmm. You did Australia? Was that with Tim and Eric, or just
I did Australia. With Adam Papagan, my old punk rock band.
Oh, the punk rock band.
And
I did
Australia with Jonah. And I love the trains in Australia. I'm a big train. I love model trains. I'd like you to put on the line this model train I'm looking for. If you could get this for me, it would be a wonderful gift.
Okay.
I'm looking for the Erie Lackawanna MUN commuter cars that Overland made. Okay. And
are you sure it's Overland?
Overland is the car. It's the model train company that built them. They're brass.
Overland. Okay.
And I want to look at the HO models. Those, but I.
Which one do you need? Like the engine or the caboose or just any of them?
The Erie Lackawanna cars are commuter cars that run by themselves. They have pantographs on top, and they're coaches that run by themselves independently, not being pushed by a diesel.
And do you have a lot of trains? Like, do you have train sets at home?
I have more trains than the stars are in the sky. I got trains from Australia, from England, from Germany, from the United States.
Uh-huh. Any from Canada?
I have some trains from Canada.
Cool. So David, so I think, we're going to sort of reach in.
Are you all from Canada?
What's up?
Are you all from Canada?
We're both from Canada. We're both Canadian boys.
Guess who I had as a Sunday school teacher in the Christian Science Church?
No.
And was a friend of the guy that did the Friendly Giants.
No.
No way. I watched that as a kid.
Wonderful. I loved him. He had Jerome Giraffe and Rusty the Chicken.
Yeah.
And he had the raccoon that sang... that played the music with the flute and the two Siamese cats.
I'd like to talk to you a bit about the puppets that you make, because that's a big passion of yours, right?
All the puppets, some puppets I inherited.
Oh, you inherited?
And some puppets, I'll tell you how it happened.
I miss Chip.
Jim Henson and Bert Stilston. Bert Stilston did Kukla, Fran, and Ollie from old school. And Jim Henson did the Muppets and the Jimmy Dean Show. Mm-hmm. And Sesame Street and the Muppet Show. And he was a Christian Scientist, and like Bert Stilston, him, and they wanted me to do a puppet show teaching kids to stay in school and say no to drugs with Bible stories. And it was supposed to be on the Monitor Channel, but the Christian Science Church sold the Monitor Channel to the Discovery Channel. So I produced the Junior Christian Science Bible Lesson Show on my own from 1988 until 2008, till the city of Los Angeles got rid of public access.
Right. Oh, man. Every city needs public access. We got great public access here in Canada. They broadcast ultimate frisbee games and political debates.
You give me your address and I will get the signed for my shows to air in Canada. I will, and tell me what the format is. Okay. I will mail you the old Junior Christian Science Bible Lesson shows to air in Canada.
On what format? What kind of tape?
I have them on 3/4-inch tape. I have them on beta. I have them on Super VHS.
Beta SP?
I have them on digital pan.
Beta cam SP?
I have them on all kinds of formats. I used to air my public access show all over the United States. Wow. And other countries.
Maybe one of our listeners is like a prize. Maybe they might want that. So we'll keep that in mind, David. That would be so super. I just want to say one thing about the puppets is, I miss Chip. What's that?
I'm coming to Canada if all goes well. If immigration doesn't doesn't block me. Your immigration is blocking people from Canada.
Yeah,
a lot of bands. I don't know what's up about that.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bit nutty. It's a bit crazy sometimes.
They want me to wrap it up because people have got to go to bed.
Okay, David, I have one last question. Which is, what's your favorite, apart from your own? We're going to ask this question to everyone. Apart from your own segments on Tim and Eric, what's your favorite thing that Tim and Eric have done?
I like Squall's Duty. I like Squall After School. I like Salome.
That's your own.
Song.
You did Salome.
Yeah, and I like. Yes, I did. I like Stay in School and Stay Focused. Father and Son was written about my dad and me.
Mm-hmm. Do you like any of the movies that Tim and Eric have been in? Have you seen any of their movies?
Well, Tim and Eric are doing commercials, movies, and everything. I wish they would cast me in more things, but I'm grateful for what they have done for me. They're wonderful, talented people. Tim and Eric have office. Their studio has bought out part of the DreamWorks. They bought out one of the DreamWorks buildings. Very huge.
Yeah, that's so cool. They're doing really well now, right? Anyways, David, this was really a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes.
And to meet you and to sort of learn about your Canadian connections. And we wish you the best the tour.
We hope to have a chat with you again. We really enjoyed having you.
Well, thanks for being our first guest.
Well, you know, as Gene Stapleton would say, was a Christian scientist like me. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thanks, David.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, Jonah, too, for arranging the interview. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Email's the best way to communicate with your friends, better than that antique telephone you have at home. And we made a song up about it, and this is how it goes. And this is Albert Herman. He's going to sing it with me.
Hi, nice to see you.
Email's a great way to stay in touch with one another. It's all right.
Jump online and write to a friend and stay in touch forever. It's online.
Email's like speaking telepathically through a machine.
Staying in touch is using email better than your best dream.
Email's a great way to stay in touch with one another. It's all right.
Email, email, email,
email.
Email, yang bell, email, yang bell, email, yang bell, yang yang email, yang yang email, yang yang email.